United States efforts to establish a credible Iraqi state broadcast news and entertainment network have largely seemed to fail. Many Iraqis are reportedly discouraged by content they see as state-controlled propaganda. Now the Bush administration is hoping a new $96 million Pentagon contract with a U.S. firm will help rebuild that network's credibility. NPR's Eric Westerveld reports.
After the Ba'ath Party's overthrow, the U.S.-led Coalition Provisional Authority hoped the fledgling radio and TV network they were setting up would help win Iraqis' trust and support. Last April, Science Applications International Corporation, a U.S. defense contractor with little experience in broadcasting, won an $82 million contract to create the new Iraqi Media Network, or IMN. Coalition officials wanted to highlight progress under U.S. occupation and show that a free press is central to democracy. Ahmed al-Rakabi, IMN's first news director, said he embraced those lofty goals, hopeful the network would feed a society hungry for real news and diverse opinion.
We were all full of enthusiasm, full of optimism. We were expecting to really create a television which could become an example not only for the new Iraq, but maybe for the rest of the Middle East.
Al-Rakabi, respected Iraqi expatriate and voice of Radio Free Iraq during Saddam's rule, soon saw his dream of an independent Iraqi media fade as U.S. officials, he says, pushed the network into endlessly covering coalition briefings and photo ops.
Covering press conferences, Paul Bremer visits to a hospital or a public place, but there wasn't any real news.
Science Applications hired veteran American network television newsman Don North as a senior advisor to IMN. North had helped train reporters after the fall of other authoritarian regimes, including Romania, Bosnia, and Afghanistan. North says not enough of the $82 million contract went for vital equipment and training. The network lacked basic supplies, camera batteries, tripods, and editing equipment. They had no wire services and minimal internet and phone access. He says they were trying to work through those hardware challenges, but North says he and other staffers became increasingly frustrated by what he says was constant interference by coalition officials who wanted to emphasize feel-good coalition news, leaving essential stories uncovered.
Stories about the lack of gas supplies, why the electricity wasn't properly operating, these were being ignored.
And then you guys lost credibility.
And that's how we lost credibility. You know, the Iraqis recognize state-controlled television when they see it.
In that information vacuum, many Iraqis turn to the controversial Arabic satellite TV networks Al Jazeera and Al Arabiya. Now, after 9 months of stumbles, the Pentagon has replaced Science Applications International and awarded a new $96 million contract to the Harris Corporation to upgrade and manage the Iraqi media network, now renamed Al Araqiya. Harris is partnering with Lebanese and Kuwaiti media companies to train reporters and supply content. In a statement, the Florida-based Harris Corporation said of the Iraq contract, "The free flow of information is crucial to any modern society, and we're committed to making this ambitious goal a reality." Don North, IMN's senior TV advisor, who resigned in frustration this summer, says the U.S. can change the name, but it may not be possible to change the image of the network, perceived as a mouthpiece for the Americans.
I mean, the credibility of Iraq Media Network has been destroyed, and credibility is a very fragile commodity. Once you've lost it, it's very difficult to get it back.
Harris Corporation's contract runs for 12 months, though it's not at all clear what will happen to Al Araqiya after the scheduled U.S. transfer of power to Iraqis this July 1st. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Washington.